Ghosts, cryptids, murder, conspiracies, beer, what, the, ale.
Hello, friends.
Hello, hello.
Welcome back to What the Ale. I'm Alana Ray.
And I'm Mama J.
And I just want to check in, Mama. Any What the Ale moments this week?
Let me think about that. I probably would say my what the ale today was that I was driving through a parking lot and somebody clearly was not looking and threw their car in reverse to back out of a space very quickly and almost hit me. Like I had to slam on my brakes and my car made screeching noises. And then she looked at me like it was my fault. Like, you backed out of this space like a maniac without even looking and then acted like it was my fault.
Yeah.
But luckily I missed her. I did not hit her. So, but yeah, it was a little jarring and freaked me out for a minute.
Understandable. That type of stuff is like not always a good time. I remember one time this man ran a red light and I was walking and he honked at me. Mm-hmm. Like it was my fault that I was in the crosswalk.
Yeah, that was like this girl, you know, she like totally looked at me like I did something wrong. And I'm like, you just backed up without looking at like super speed.
Yeah.
And if I hadn't slammed on my brakes or if it had been a second later, I would have hit her.
That's crazy.
So that's my what the ale for today, because it definitely got some adrenaline going.
Yeah. No, that's crazy.
What about you? Any what the ale things going on?
Let's see. Yeah, I mean, I think a good one for me is that I like my job a lot and it's great, but we're in like fellowship interview season for our future mm-hmm. fellowship doctor people. And so I have the wonderful job of letting people know whether or not they get an interview with us.
Yeah.
As I'm so excited to tell them yes, and I'm so sad to have to tell them no.
Yeah, and you have to tell them in person or on the phone or?
I just have to email them, but the way Lissy told me, she's like, you will get emails nonstop from like program directors, from people, you know, whatever, asking you to interview their people.
Oh, wow.
She's like, it's just very common. It's what happens. And I'm like, oh.
You have to be kind of the gatekeeper and like yeah. keeping people out. Yeah, that's a bummer, but it will be nice to welcome people in.
Yeah, no, I'm excited. But part of that, which is also exciting, is the folks that are invited to interview get to come and do a little Zoom cocktail hour with us next week.
Oh, that's fun.
So
and there are people from all over America?
Yeah. Most of them are actually, I think all of them are in residency here in the US. We have a few like international folks that are from other countries that are like doing med school here. But yeah, it's really cool.
Okay, very cool.
Yeah.
See how we get a diverse group if they're coming from all over the place.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I mean, we can only actually take one. And we're interviewing some amount that we're allowed to interview. So.
Oh, I didn't realize it was only one. That makes it hard to choose then.
Yeah, I also get to say a lot of no's in about a month after we interview them.
Oh, wow.
But it's okay.
Yeah, it's part of the job, but. Yeah, I know sometimes there are parts of the job that we don't want to do, so.
Yeah, no, definitely don't like being a bad guy. I like the fun part of my job. Yeah. Get to be nice to people. but yeah.
You what do you do anything special?
I was just about to ask you that. I forgot to run to the liquor store, so I'm actually just drinking a glass of red wine. It's a dark red from Apothic because I didn't have time to run to the liquor store today, but oh well. What about you?
Yeah. I'm just having a Stella Artois. We're going to have some Mexican food for dinner later. So I wanted something a little on the lighter side versus my normal porters or stouts that I like. So, because those can be like a dessert or a meal. So I wanted something a little lighter.
Yeah. The stouts you like can be like a meal. That's for sure.
Yeah, they're totally like dessert, chocolate, even LAE, like just delicious, all kinds of good things. But yeah, they definitely fill you up. So I needed something a little light today.
Totally. Well, if you are.
So the baby child and I went and saw The Strangers last night.
Oh, how was that?
Well, I mean, it is kind of like what you would expect it to be. And you know, they do all kinds of things where you're like, why wouldn't you grab a weapon? Or like at one point she had a weapon, but then he got a gun, so then she put her weapon down and it was like, you still need a weapon, or you know, whatever. But there were some good jump scares. And the one thing that I think has been going around is they make the girl that comes to the door, they make her run away when he confronts her. And she does kind of run funny and it looks a little silly. And I know that's been going around social media that it was funny to have them have her run. It was a choice. She seemed much less scary after you saw her run.
Interesting.
But yeah, I mean, it was what you would expect it to be, but there were some good jump scares and whatever, so that was cool.
Yeah, that's like part of a new, like they're doing like a trilogy or something with that, right? Like they're doing another, that's
I
like a
think
series.
so. Yeah. This one was pretty much just like the other one, but you know, in more modern, you know, or more, you know, times happening right now, you know, it's the present day. But yeah, I mean, it was pretty much the same story as the other one with some little changes.
Yeah, definitely
But it
interesting.
was fun.
Yeah. Well, cool. Yeah, I've been
Yeah.
wanting to see it. I just haven't yet, so.
Yeah. You want to get into the topic for today?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Oh, all right. Well, I was gonna cover a bridge here in America called the Old Alton Bridge. Do you know what bridge that is also known as?
Is it the Goat Man's Bridge?
Yes, it is.
That was a
So,
shot in the dark. I had no idea I was going to be
well, I
right.
was gonna say it's a bridge that you know for sure. So yeah, so it's known as the Goatsman Bridge. It was built in 1884. And most people do refer to it nowadays as the Goatsman Bridge. Probably a lot of people don't even remember the name Old Alton Bridge, because of the legend and the mystery about supernatural occurrences there. It is an iron truss bridge and it connects Alton, and some sources say Copper Canyon, to Denton. And back in 1848, Alton was a population of one person. And then over the years, as the population grew, they decided they needed this bridge. And there was a time where the legal center was, you know, in this area was in Alton, but eventually the legal center moved to Denton. And so, after that, like Alton slowly became no more. Like people started moving away and whatever. So now it's not really a populated city. But the Alton Bridge
Imagine being,
is,
oh,
huh?
I was gonna say, can you imagine being like one person in a town? Like you live by yourself in a
Well,
town.
but that's like what it was back in the day, right? You just find a place and you're like, okay, I live here now. This is a town. And it's probably named after the guy who like decided he was going to live there.
Yeah.
But yeah, the idea of just letting, you know, landing somewhere and being like, okay, I'm just going to claim this spot and make it a town.
So silly.
Yeah. So anyways, the bridge is about 145 feet long and it crosses over Hickory Creek. And you know, the part of the bridge that you would walk or drive on is 17 feet above the ground or above the creek. So you know, it's up there, but it's not like a totally huge drop, I guess.
Yeah.
And then the bridge, I mean, I wouldn't want to fall off of it, but yeah, it's not as high as some bridges. The bridge was originally designed to carry, you know, for like horses and carriage travel. And it was also a popular crossing for cattle. So cattle ranchers would take their cattle across the bridge.
Oh,
And then
cool.
obviously later it became used for automobiles. It is a narrow bridge, so it would only allow one lane of traffic. So like if you came up to the bridge, you would have to like stop and honk and, you know, make sure nobody else was crossing from the other side before you could get on the bridge. People would have to take turns. if they were on opposite sides.
Wow, that's a tiny bridge.
Yeah, I mean, we've definitely been on bridges like that. I mean, I feel like there's one even like around Yosemite where you had to do that, you know, certain places.
Yeah. Well, and even like, I feel like over by the river, some of those bridges, even though technically two cars can go, like a wider car will not be able to go at the same time, you know? So.
Yeah, well, and especially now that so many people have big cars, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you would have to honk and wait your turn. And then the Old Alton Bridge or Goatsman Bridge is also included in the National Registrar of Historic Places. And that was on July 8th, 1988. And it became a Texas Historic Landmark in 2010. And it was used for traffic until about 2001, and then traffic was rerouted to a nearby concrete and steel bridge. So even though the bridge no longer has like vehicle travel, it's still available for pedestrians and you know, also people that are riding horses sometimes cross that bridge. And then it's a popular location for nature enthusiasts because there's lots of hiking and equestrian trails near there. But it's also a popular place for ghost hunters and supernatural enthusiasts. And apparently people are on Halloween night.
That makes sense. Is it so when they closed it to vehicle traffic, is it still near a road or does that road just like not exist anymore? Like I'm just curious.
Well, because I think they built a bigger, stronger bridge not far, and they just reroute the vehicle traffic over there because it's just a wider bridge that can take on more traffic.
Oh, okay.
And so this one is there, but just for pedestrians and equestrians, so people riding horses.
Yeah.
But I just think they built a bigger bridge. I think it was just they were like, well, we need, you know, with the number of people around here, we just need a bigger bridge.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
So, and apparently people also flock there for Halloween. Now there's four different stories about the bridge or like what the supernatural occurrences or spiritual things might be. The more general one is that some people believe the bridge is haunted by families in the Old Alton Cemetery. And this is from people who say there's just kind of like a lot of random spiritual energy there. And, you know, but the thing I want to say about that is it clearly didn't earn the nickname Goatman's Bridge for no reason. So, you know,
Right.
people do report a lot more than just random spirits.
Yeah. Well, and with the
And if
spirits,
there are some.
well, I was just gonna ask, like, with the spirits that they report there being more of outside of the goat man, like, what kind of do they report? Do they just like see them, or like what happens?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like they just like feel some energy or, you know, maybe like see some shadow figures or those kind of things, but it's nothing real specific. But again, you know, there are specific stories that imply there is a goat man here. And so there are three main stories that are specific about the spirit of the goat man on this bridge or surrounding areas. So the first one, and in this, I'll tell you what some of the things are that people are noticing that's specific to Goatman. But you know, there are many legends that bridges can be gateways into other realms, right? And so there are many people believe that there's a demonic presence here.
Does it have anything to do
And
with like a
they
cross?
describe, but it was just that, you know, because they believe that there is some Satanist activity there, which I'll explain what the evidence is for that. But they believe that Satanists may have performed some rituals that opened a door near the bridge or in the forest area that's near the bridge. And so what people describe as a half man, half goat with glowing eyes. I've heard two different, some people say it's glowing yellow and some people say glowing red. The majority of the stories I read were glowing red eyes. And then
I feel like
goat-like
that's a lot
horns.
more unsettling. Like, because
Yeah.
otherwise could be like owls or like normal animals, but like glowing red eyes is scary.
Yeah. Yeah, that seems kind of definitely scary. And then, like I said, that, you know, There is evidence that Satanists have performed rituals on the bridge and in the forest, and the proof that they have found is there's evidence of animal remains in that area that were clearly sacrificed.
Oh, wow.
And apparently, there was even a local pet store that stopped selling cats because they felt like so many cats were being sacrificed.
Holy crap.
And then other
People are
animals,
just out here
I know,
hanging
right?
out.
And yeah. And then other animals too, like squirrels and things that you would find out there in the forest. But cats were the
Wow.
big one that like made people uncomfortable.
I wonder if it's because cats tend to be like tied to like witchcraft or something. Like, you know, like I feel like
I
they're
mean,
all
I think,
kind of
I
like
mean, I feel
familiar.
like, yeah. No, I definitely feel like there's certain, like, when you think of, witches after Satanism or things like that, there are certain animals that we do see represented a lot. And so the cat kind of makes sense. And then they also found altars there in the forest.
Oh, wow.
And then, they speak of the symbols, the goat has often been popularized as a symbol for satanic worship.
Yeah.
So it kind of makes sense if it was a demon thing that it would represent itself as part goat. And
Yeah.
then a fun fact is that the bridge is supposedly in the top five most satanic places in America, which I didn't realize that until I did some research. And I was like, oh, I mean, I knew it was like spooky, but I don't remember hearing that before. So,
I do know that it was like pretty satanic, like from the shows I've seen it on. Like they always talk about like satanic bad vibes. But yeah, I didn't realize it was like
yeah.
up on, I feel like, 'cause I never heard of it until I like got really into like Ghost Files and things. Like, you know, I don't know. It's interesting.
Yeah. When it seems like, because I didn't have a ton of time to YouTube a bunch of stuff, but it seems like the few that I did just on shortly, but all of them were saying satanic energy and they were afraid of demon energy. So it does seem like that's a pretty popular theory. So let me tell you a little bit about what people are noticing on the bridge itself.
Okay.
So people say there's a growling voice that tells you to get off the bridge. In one story, there were two boys heard that warning, and one boy did get off the bridge, and the friend ate. And so the boy that got off was able to watch his friend drug to the edge of the bridge and then flipped over the railing into the water.
Oh God, no, thank you.
But I'd be like hell if I saw that.
I really think I'd be like, sorry, friend, goodbye. I don't think I would stay
Yeah,
there.
I was gonna say, I think I'd run. Yeah, I would be like, if you decided to stay on the bridge, that's on you. I'm leaving.
Yeah, I mean, whew.
Yeah, people say that there's loud hoof prints, and they kind of hear that behind them. It feels like it's chasing them off the bridge.
Oh, wow.
Some people, yeah, I know that would be scary to hear.
Yeah, because that'd be
And then
unsettling.
some
Because,
people have
like,
seen the
oh, sorry. I was just saying that'd be really unsettling because if you like heard it behind you, but there was nothing there, like it, oh, I don't like that at all.
Yeah, and it's already told you to get off the bridge,
Yeah.
And then some people say they've seen the goatman's shadow holding two goat heads in his arms.
Oh. So, like, satanic ritual vibes?
I guess kind of, I mean, because that would mean that he was like sacrificing goats,
I mean, why
but
else
he
would
is
have
part
two goat
goat,
heads?
so.
Yeah, I don't know. Very strange. What does the
Yeah,
goat
I don't
then look like?
know. So yeah, so he's kind of like the body. It sounds like the upper part of his body is kind of like a man. His legs are kind of more goat-like, but tall like a man. And then he has the head of a man or head of a goat.
Okay.
So yeah, definitely, yeah.
Like a goat standing on legs.
Kind of, but the torso and the arms are more like a human.
That's so weird.
Some, goat because that's what some descriptions said, but some descriptions were like it's like a man's body just with a goat head. So there's a couple different descriptions, but the goat head is always a part of it.
Yeah, I wonder if that also is just how people see it, like depending on like shadows and stuff, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. And then there have been sightings of the goat men are herding phantom goats across the bridge. So you can like see these, apparitions of goats crossing the bridge and the goat men herding behind them.
Oh, wow.
And there research group that filmed, it was like this cold, it was like very chilly, and it was on a warm night, so it shouldn't have been a chilly mist. But the mist was kind of orange in color, and the mist like crossed the bridge, and it was like traveling against the wind. So there's no could go against the wind. The wind would push the mist the other way, but it traveled against the wind across the bridge.
Well, orange is interesting, though. I feel like you don't always hear about like
Yeah.
orange apparitions, really. I wonder what that's related to.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've never heard of an orange mist before, but that was just what one crew caught on film. And then some investigations on YouTube show that people had like scratch marks or felt like they were being pushed when they were on the bridge,
Oh, wow.
which would be very unnerving.
Yeah, for me, I mean, aside from ghostly touches, I mean, I think scratches appearing on your body that shouldn't be there would be terrifying.
Yeah.
Was it like the typical like three scratch, or was it something else?
I didn't really look into that. One of the YouTube's videos that I watched it, and I just saw a little clip, so I didn't watch the whole thing, but it was a girl that she had just like scratches all across her back, like across her lower back,
Oh,
as if
wow.
somebody like did that a few times with their full hand. So but I should have looked if there was anything specific where it was three like that, but there could be.
Yeah, because I know that's like a sign of demonic possession too, is like the
Yeah.
continued scratches.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. It is believed that you can summon the goat man by knocking three times on the bridge. Some people have you can like be in your car and honk your horn three times. And
But
I'm
why
gonna get
would
back to
you do
that because
that?
there's another part of that. Huh?
But why would you do that?
Because you're trying to catch goat man exists.
I wouldn't want to catch the goat man personally, but I'm glad there are
Yeah.
folks dedicated to it.
Yeah, I would not be looking forward to meeting him myself, but I enjoy watching other people that do that
Yeah, exactly.
or do that. And then I'll explain what this might be later, but people often sometimes see a woman in the distance or hear her voice or laughter. And then there have been strange lights that can be seen that are unexplained. And some of the lights have shown up like at the end of the bridge, and some of them are out in the forest. But when people try to go to the lights, they'll be gone.
Interesting.
And then in the nearby forest, people sometimes report violent emotions, like feeling angry or like they want to hit something or whatever when they're walking through that forest.
That's interesting.
And then it is said that there have been people that went missing in that area as well.
Wow. That's
So,
wild.
yeah. So there are two other stories that are not demon related, but could explain why there would be a ghosty presence there.
Okay.
So the first story actually predates the bridge being built. And it goes that in the 1860s, and Alana, have you heard of Texas Troubles?
Texas Troubles. No, I mean, I've heard of the Killing Fields, but not.
Okay. Yeah, I hadn't heard the term Texas Troubles. But apparently, in Texas, there were some fires that broke out and destroyed half the town square of Denton, which is, where this bridge crosses to, and then also a section of downtown Dallas.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, people originally attributed the fires to the 110 degree temperatures plus the introduction of phosphorus matches. that were being sold because these matches were known to be volatile and would sometimes spontaneously combust, which seems very dangerous.
Why? I mean, I'm assuming we don't have those matches anymore, but that's crazy. They just
Yeah, but
spontaneously
that would be
combust.
a logic. Yeah, but that would be a logical explanation why there were suddenly these fires, right?
Right,
But,
yeah.
yeah, but of course, there was a racist named Charles R. Pryor, and he was the editor of the Dallas Herald. And so he theorized publicly that black men were starting these fires. And there was no evidence for his theory. He just decided to put that out there that these fires were probably being started by black men. So,
Wow. And when were these happening?
yeah. These were in the 1860s.
Okay.
Yeah. So, in terms of their, like, they turned to vigilante justice, and there was clear evidence that many black people and white abolitionists were killed during that time period.
Oh, man.
And there were reports, there are reports that range from 30 to 100 lynchings in that area during that time, which is a lot,
That's.
and but as it relates to the, oh, I'm sorry, what?
Oh, I just said that's insane.
Yeah. But as it relates to the Alton Bridge, the legend says that a group of Copper Canyon cowboys lynched a Creole slave goat herder named Jack Kendall there. And so the way the legend goes is that they hung him from a tall creekside tree where the bridge now stands. So again, this was before the bridge was built, but the bridge is there now.
Right.
But they apparently didn't know what they were doing. So because of their ineptitude, it said that his head was separated from his body. So, these cowboys, they went down to the creek bed to see his body, and it said that they watched in horror as his headless body raised itself up from the creek bed, ripped the head off of a nearby goat, and replaced his own head with the goat head.
Well, that's wild. I mean,
Yeah.
I don't know if that's how that works, but that's wild.
Yeah. So that's one of the stories.
Okay.
Now, the more commonly reported, most widely told story, and the story that most people believe, sadly also has to do with racism. But this is in the 1930s. It is said that there is a black entrepreneur named Oscar Washburn, and he lived there with his family, a wife and kids, and he tended a goat herd near the bridge. And he was supposed to be a really honorable man. Like, he was acclaimed for the quality of the meat, cheese, milk, and the hides of his goat products. And he just seemed to be like honest and really respected in the area.
Well, that's cool.
So the stories, yeah, I mean, it seems just like a man, doing everything he can to be successful in business and create a life for his family. But the story says that Oscar proudly hung a sign on the old Alton Bridge directing, so the sign said, "This way to the goat man," because he sold goat products,
Oh.
And but he hung the sign just so when people came off the bridge, they would know which way to go, if they were looking for
Yeah.
him to buy his products. Yeah. So totally, a smart business thing to do, direct your customers to where you are.
Yeah.
But apparently some local Ku Klux Klan members were offended by the audacity that a black man felt entitled to hang a sign on the bridge that they decided was their bridge.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah. So the story goes, he was like dragged out of his home, because these assholes decided they were going to organize a lynch mob. And again, he was just directing traffic to his business. He was not hurting anybody. But
Right.
they stormed into his home, dragged him out, kicking and screaming, to the Alton Bridge, where there was a noose already waiting for him.
Wow.
And they tightened the noose around his neck and pushed him over the side of the bridge. But when they came down to the creek bed to confirm that he died, they found that the noose was empty, and there it was just hanging over the noose, and his body was nowhere to be found.
Oh, wow. Huh.
Yeah. So the Klansmen frantically searched the area and could not find him. So, what do they do? Because they're assholes. They go back to his house and set it on fire with his family inside because they believe that if he was hiding somewhere, that would entice him out of hiding so that he would come to try to protect his family. But, that didn't happen. So his family was killed in this fire and he was never seen again. But
Wow.
it said that it's his vengeful spirit that haunts the Old Alton Bridge, and that possibly that woman that I said people sometimes saw, it's possible that that woman is his wife and that she's wandering the woods looking for her children.
Well,
I know.
I mean, I'm not saying be violent ghosts, but if you die in such a horrific and violent way, I think it makes sense to have a little vengeance. And
Yeah.
it's just really sad that she's potentially like looking for her children, like very like La Llorona vibes, like just super sad.
Yeah. I mean, so sad. And then I found some stats done by Tuskegee University that said between 1882 and 1968, there were 4,743 lynching.
Oh,
Most of
wow.
those were black people, so it was 3,446 that were black, 1,297 were white. And again, most of the white people that were lynched, they were white abolitionists who were trying to support, black rights and stuff like that and equality. And thousands of people would attend these lynchings, a lot of the time. Obviously, this one, it was just these Klan members that were there. But I
Right.
mean, a lot of times people would come out as if it was a fucking show and watch these people die, and it's just so sad. So I mean, these are obviously big numbers, and it's very disturbing to think about that. But the records of these were reported by white men, so really there could be many more that were just undocumented.
Probably. I mean, it wouldn't shock me. I think about especially when you think like that time, like where that, I don't know, measurement started. It was like towards the end of slavery, or like when slavery was technically abolished, and you have people who are used to being absolutely terrible to human beings, just having their pride hurt or whatever. And it's like, okay, dude, like, but you don't kill people. Like, it's, I don't,
Yeah.
that's insane to me.
Yeah. And back to the idea of knocking three times to get the ghost attention. So some people described this as it's an invitation to judgment. Now, why judgment, you might ask? Well, some people believe that the Goatman only lures those with bloodlines of Klansmen or slave owners into the woods to enact his revenge. So the idea that he would only come, he would come to judge you from that background, then there would be consequence for you. But if you didn't have that history, he wouldn't do anything to harm you.
I mean, I do like that he's aware that not all people are deserving of that, but also, I
Yeah.
mean, you know, there is that breakage of generational trauma and stuff. So I know breaking the cycle is like a wonderful thing people are able to do, but that's interesting. I don't think I've ever heard of a spirit with that sort of foresight, I guess.
Yeah, I haven't either. So I think that's interesting. Now, obviously, in terms of like what can be proven or whatever, you will not find the names of Oscar Washburn or Jack Kendall in any historical records. People have tried to find them, but that could be because record keeping wasn't prioritized, or because the assholes in power didn't want to recognize successful black men or acknowledge their stupidity and vigilante justice of an innocent man. Or it could be true that these men didn't exist and that the legend of the goat man is just a legend. There is just no way to know. Or it could be a demon.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting though, because I do feel like back then records weren't that strict. I mean, nowadays, like everything you do is like so heavily documented, but like back then, like It was all paper records. Like there could have been a library that burned down and boom, your record's gone. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, or it could just be, you know, that they documented the people they cared about and wanted to document and didn't document people that they saw as beneath them, you know, because it was white men doing the record. So,
That too.
to me, that, you know, these people could have existed and we'll never know. And then I was just going to share that there were also similar stories of a goat-like spirit. One of them is in Maryland, and this person or the spirit is described as axe-wielding half man, half goat.
I've heard
And
of that one.
okay. And then Kentucky also has some stories of a goat man. So I thought that was interesting that a couple other states also have their own stories. But again, if there was like ties to Satanism and the goat is like a symbol in that arena or in witchcraft or whatever, that it could make sense that there would be other stories that were similar.
Yeah, especially if it was like a demonic presence, because you would think like, I don't know. I feel like there wouldn't be that many demons that look different, you know? I
Yeah.
don't
So what theory do you like? Do you think it's just spirits from the cemetery? Do you think it's satanic? Do you think it's one of these two men, Jack or Oscar?
know. Yeah, I mean, I think I've always most of the time when I've heard this story, they do kind of focus on the lynching story more than the satanic story. So I feel like to me that makes more sense as to like why it's a goat man. But I mean, I think the satanic piece is interesting. I just like, I don't know, don't fuck with Satanism, man. Like, don't open a door you can't close. Like, I
Yeah.
just
Well, and I feel like most of the things that, like, most of the investigations that I checked into briefly, most of them were saying it's a satanic thing and a demon. But most of the reading that I did was saying that the story of Oscar Washburn is the most common and popular story. So,
Interesting.
yeah, I don't know. It just seems like depending on, you know, whether you're an investigator looking for demonic spirits, you know, or if you believe the story, but those seem like the two most popular theories.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. Yeah, I didn't know the cemetery theory. I mean, I guess the cemetery could make sense if there was someone who had like that type of death or history, but it wouldn't make sense.
Yeah, but the cemetery, it didn't have anything to do with a goat man. It was just kind of random spirits. So that one doesn't fit with the idea of the goat man. But I mean, there could be true that there are other spirits there too.
Oh, totally. Yeah. I mean, I think anywhere where there's places of high human emotion, like it would make sense that like there could be multiple spirits haunting it. So,
Yeah.
yeah, I don't know. It's very interesting.
Yeah, but I guess, you know, because I don't fuck with demons, there's part of me that like hopes the demon thing is not true. And if it was Oscar, because that's the more believed story, you know, I hope he does feel like he's getting some justice for the way that he was treated, because he was like a successful businessman, and you know, to have this happen to him when he was just trying to like direct traffic his way is crazy. And he was only treated that way because he was black by, you know, these assholes in the KKK. So, you know, if that story is true, I am glad that he's discriminating and only going after people he deems are bad people. But yeah, so I guess that's the story that like touches my heartstrings a little more. But again, I'm just somebody who doesn't fuck with demons. So.
Yeah, I don't fuck with demons, but yeah, I don't know. I feel like to me the lynching story makes more sense. I mean, no one deserves to go that way at all, and obviously he wasn't deserving to go that way. So I understand having some vigilante justice in your own brain.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's still really sad. And,
Yeah.
I always want ghosts to just have a peaceful afterlife. I wish they could
Yeah.
all have peaceful afterlives.
Yeah,
But
no, I do too.
yeah.
So, anyways, but that is the story of the famous Goatsman Bridge in Denton, Texas.
Well, very cool. Thanks for sharing. I mean, I've obviously heard of it before, but I didn't know like specifics of the story, so I think that's cool.
Yeah. Well, and then it is sad to hear that story about the you know, the vigilante stuff in Texas at that time, because yeah, for this person to just put something in the paper that wasn't true, and then you had all of these people's, you know, whether it was 30 or 200, but all of these people murdered because they were black and just being blamed for fires that were probably due to these volatile matches, you know.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
So that's just a sad part of history.
That is a really sad part of history. It's scary to think about the influence that someone could have with absolutely no backing at all. Just terrible.
Yep, so that's all I got for you.
Well, everyone take a deep breath. No, but I guess I will do some housekeeping things. So if you follow us on Instagram at What the L Pod, we update about our episodes and things. You could follow or you could email us at whattheylpod@gmail.com and send us story ideas or suggestions or your own listener tales. We also have a Patreon y'all can subscribe to. If you go to patreon.com and look up What the L Podcast, we will pop up and we do fun little bonus episodes there. And outside of that, I just want to say I appreciate you, Mama.
Appreciate you, baby.
We appreciate you, friends. Bye.
Bye.